celebrating an overflow of God's love for you and the powerfully prophetic season of Easter and the resurrection, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
Can I tell you, God's about to birth you into a large place. I don't care how it's been, how much room you thought you had. God's about to increase your increase, accelerate your acceleration. Are you ready to receive? All right, here we go. 5785. Does anybody know what that is? That's the Hebrew year. It actually began in October, right? Are you ready to catch up? This is a Kairos moment. Now, that word is mentioned 82, 87 times, 80 times in the New Testament. And it means this is a time of great opportunity. It is an appointed time. It is a prophetic time to seize hold of divine opportunities. I am also still celebrating. So you, what gets in the head gets in the body. You get to celebrate with me. My jubilee. I'm still in my jubilee because I didn't start preaching on January 1st of that year. It was several months into that year that I began to preach. So I'm still in my jubilee, where everything goes free, where every captive is set free, where every bondage of debt is broken, where every sickness and disease has to flee. I don't have any witness in here now. This is a year for suddenly. I feel my help. I said, suddenly, because some of y'all waited long enough, prayed long enough, hoped long enough, shouted long enough, clapped long enough, prayed long enough, fasted long enough. It's time for some suddenly. It's time for your breakthrough, because it's not just enough to get it broken. You got to get through it. You ought to touch somebody right now and tell them God set his watch. And in 25, you break through. This is a year of suddenly miracles. Things you've been believing for years. Things you've been praying about for months. Situations that have been dogging your tracks. Today the curse is broken. Today the blight is broken. Today the depression is broken. Today the sorrow takes the wings of the morning and flies to the snow-capped peaks of mighty mountains. Your God is able. Today the curse and blight of poverty and lack is broken off of your life. Today, suddenly, I wish that organist had a shout. I wish somebody had a praise. I wish somebody had a dance. David slayed Goliath. Anyone? Yes? He had a sling. It wasn't one of those little rubber band things like you think of. He had a sling. Yeah, it looked like that. There it is. It looked like that. Five smooth stones. That's what he picked up. But he only used one. Because Ephesians 3:20 says, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think according to his power at work within you. It wouldn't have mattered if he turned his back to Goliath and threw that stone in the opposite direction. The Spirit of God would have guided it to its deadly mark.
More of today's message, A Kairos Moment, coming up.
Now, I want you to stay with me for the conclusion of today's message entitled A Kairos Moment. You're about to discover that God will increase your increase. He will accelerate your acceleration. You know, when God speaks a word, it marks that moment, doesn't it? You never forget it. You never really move away from it. It's always a part of you. It's living. It's life-giving. It's his word after our heart, and it changes everything. A Kairos moment is an appointed, a set time, and this is your time to just get your faith out there. Believe God for the greatest resurrection miracle in your life, in your family, in your future, in your finances. Now, the Lord God himself gave his very best, without exception, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a lamb without spot, without wrinkle, without any blemish. Because God has always, God does now, God will forever deliver with the power that's already resident in a seed. Now, we are celebrating. It's one of the most exciting times of my life and my ministry. I've been preaching this gospel for 50 years. And right now, we are celebrating 40 years of resurrection seed miracles. God's promised harvest. It's been tried, it's been tested for 40 years. And I sure don't want you to miss this opportunity. God said, there's a season to everything. There's a season to sow, and there's a season to reap. Now, I'm from Eastern Kentucky. I'm not a city boy. And God gave me the unction, the vision to build his church in the middle of a cornfield. And I thought I understood seed time and harvest. But 40 years ago, I was honest enough to lay my Bible on the floor, get on my knees. I was 28 years of age. And in that moment, I admitted, I was honest with God, I admitted that I lacked the harvest that was promised to me in God's word and that I was believing for. Maybe that's where you are today. And that's when this resurrection seed miracle revelation was deposited within my spirit. Here it is. God said these words to me. Every week, we obediently give God 10%, a tithe of our income, and then we live on 90%. God said this one time every year. I want you to challenge your fledgling congregation to see what I would do if they set aside an entire week's increase. Well, that was the beginning of 40 years of overflowing miracles, family salvations, miracles of healing, deliverance, sudden increase, acceleration. Everyone in that little congregation rallied around that word from God. They sowed their very best resurrection seed offering. Now, what I discovered is we had more miracles during that resurrection Passover season than at any other time of the year. We don't believe in sowing a seed to see it disappear. That'd be an unintelligent farmer, wouldn't it? To sow and not expect a harvest. So allow me to challenge you to sow during this resurrection season, as so many have done over the past four decades. So many give 1 week's increase to celebrate, to commemorate that God gave His best, His Son, so that we could have eternal life. And they celebrate by giving God their very best. I want you to experience God's miracle working provision. I want you to give with great faith. Dr. Oral Roberts used to say, wrap every seed in faith. I want you to allow me to agree with you for God to meet your greatest need during this resurrection season. So please, pick up your phone. It's right there. Call that number. The lines are open day and night. Or you can just put it up and scan that QR code on your screen. Or you can write to me at the address on your screen right now. But whatever you do, celebrate that God gave His best on the cross and raised Him from the dead so that you could have eternal life. Don't miss this Kairos moment. Easter, Resurrection Day, fast approaching, Sunday, April 20th.
A divine directive and decree from the Lord 40 years ago has produced an overflow of supernatural miracles. We honor that the Lord Jesus Christ gave it all on Calvary's cruel, mean, biting beam. God gave His best, and this one time each year, we give our very best. The supernatural power of a seed has produced powerful answers to prayer, physical healing, marriages and families restored, miraculous financial provision, and more. Call now, scan the QR code, or write with your resurrection seed. Many friends like you sow 1 week's increase. That's the original revelation from God. Others sow 1 day's increase. Everyone sows their best seed to honor God. As you sow, request your new thank you gifts from Dr. Parsley. For a seed of $50 or more, receive the ministry resource Overflow, God's Abundance for Your Finances, Health, and Family. The book and companion video series are your guides to tap into divine abundance in every area of your life. Many today are giving a resurrection Passover gift of $100 and will also receive the just published Overflow Journal. Inside are pages of scripture and Dr. Parsley's teaching on how God's love overflows into your life. You'll be encouraged each day with a new promise. Plus, there's room to write down your prayers and reflections. For those uniquely blessed to sow an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more, Dr. Parsley has commissioned an inspired replica of his pulpit commemorating 40 years of resurrection truth. It's a reminder of the truth that you are an heir to overflowing abundance. During the 40th anniversary of the resurrection seed, leave the land of lack and sorrow and step into overflow and abundance. Do not wait. Please sow your resurrection seed offering before April 20th.
Can I tell you, God's about to birth you into a large place. I don't care how it's been, how much room you thought you had. God's about to increase your increase, accelerate your acceleration. I wish I had somebody to say it. Yeah. Do you understand? That's Jehovah God that rides wild wings of the morning. Do you understand? That's He who set the world spinning in their orbits. He that sent His Son because He loved you, raised Him from the dead because He loved you, sent the gospel because He loved you, forgave you because He loved you, put His Spirit in you because He loved you. God says to you, say it, and I'll do it. I'm telling you right now, this year, you better be careful what you say. And remember the seeds of negativity and criticism that you sow out of your mouth will spring up in your own life. Leave everybody else alone. Just try this on for size in Kentucky vernacular. It ain't none of nobody's business. My life is hidden with Christ in God. I feel His presence. He's here now. He that dwells in the secret place. Do you have a secret place? Where is it? When's the last time you went there and stayed alone until you were no longer alone? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, You are my refuge, Jehovah Maccabi. You are my strong tower. You have made us righteous, and we run in and we are safe. You are our refuge. You alone are our fortress. You are our God. And in You we will have faith. Surely You have delivered us, past tense, from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, Psalm 107 through 150. Boy, I live by this one. Psalm 118 and verse 11. My enemies surround me. Listen to the resolve. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew Him. And all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath His cleansing flood. Here on the Breakthrough Set today are beautiful, beautiful banners. Their purpose is to mark God's wonderful, amazing provision and His presence with us over the past 40 years. That's right. This is our 40-year celebration. The miracle of a resurrection seed. Each one of those banners is a memorial to Jehovah God's faithfulness. Jacob, in your Bible, set up a pillar of stone at Bethel, the house of God. He had a dream in which God promised him blessings and protection. Jacob poured oil on the stone. He made a vow right there to God and marked the place as significant. Well, I'm far beyond thankful. I rise every morning with a sacrifice of praise, a spin for all of God's blessings, for his abundant, overwhelming provision. You know, the Lord God set aside three times in every year, Passover, Easter, Pentecost, and the Feast of Tabernacles. He called these set times. He called them Moedim, set times of celebration. They were scheduled appointments so that you and I could come into his presence. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, the instruction is clearly given, the mandate that we, quote, must give as we are able in proportion to the blessing of the Lord your God has given. Now, I've said it very, very often, and it's true. To whom much is given, much is required. During this most holy season of the year, when we prayerfully consider, humbly consider the indescribable price that Jesus paid for our salvation. Obedience to God's command is, of course, the proper response to what Jesus did. Just as God gave his very best, at this time of year, we celebrate by giving our best. I've witnessed the Lord God move in believers' lives for the past 40 years. Oh, the miracles of families restored and brought back together. Lost children coming home, people giving their lives to Jesus Christ, financial increases, mental restoration, peace that passes understanding. They all prove to me that God is faithful to his word. You know, there is a seed that changes everything. And this is the optimal season to sow of the entire year. There are three key factors to ensure an abundant harvest as you sow. First, you need a seed sown in the correct season and received by rich and fertile soil. Seed, season, soil. Now, in the natural, the ground under my feet, right here in this studio, once produced record harvest of corn. For miles and miles, there was no better soil anywhere in this county. Today, and for the past 40 years, the supernatural soil of Breakthroughs Ministry around the world, World Harvest Church, Valor Christian College, Harvest Preparatory School, the Women's Clinic, produces record harvests as proof that God's love for his people, whether you are sowing yesterday or today or tomorrow, resurrection power is available. That seed, for many, this time of year, they look forward to it We've been doing it now 40 years. There's a lot to be said for persistent consistency. They sow one seed that represents an entire week's increase. Many others sow one day's increase, or many sow a much, much greater seed. Whatever the amount, sow it in faith and in celebration of what God gave us on Easter. Easter this year, Sunday, April 20th. So call right now. Your phone's right there. Go ahead, pick it up. Do something for God. You'll be so blessed when you do. Or you can rush your letter to me in the mail. My address is right there on your screen. Or just put your phone up, scan that QR code. That'll take you directly to rodparsley.com. But whatever you do for resurrection season, do it today. Do it in faith. You'll be so thankful you did.
A divine directive and decree from the Lord 40 years ago has produced an overflow of supernatural miracles. We honor that the Lord Jesus Christ gave it all on Calvary's cruel, mean, biting beam. God gave His best, and this one time each year, we give our very best. The supernatural power of a seed has produced powerful answers to prayer, physical healing, marriages and families restored, miraculous financial provision, and more. Call now, scan the QR code, or write with your resurrection seed. Many friends like you sow one week's increase. That's the original revelation from God. Others sow one day's increase. Everyone sows their best seed to honor God. As you sow, request your new thank you gifts from Dr. Parsley. For a seed of $50 or more, receive the ministry resource Overflow, God's Abundance for Your Finances, Health, and Family. The book and companion video series are your guides to tap into divine abundance in every area of your life. Many today are giving a resurrection Passover gift of $100 and will also receive the just published Overflow Journal. Inside are pages of scripture and Dr. Parsley's teaching on how God's love overflows into your life. You'll be encouraged each day with a new promise. Plus, there's room to write down your prayers and reflections. For those uniquely blessed to sow an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more, Dr. Parsley has commissioned an inspired replica of his pulpit commemorating 40 years of resurrection truth. It's a reminder of the truth that you are an heir to overflowing abundance. During the 40th anniversary of the resurrection seed, leave the land of lack and sorrow and step into overflow and abundance. Do not wait. Please sow your resurrection seed offering before April 20th.